5th, Psalm 95. I want to read verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. This 95th Psalm is a call and an invitation to congregational worship, and we'll speak upon that this evening. But while it is true that there is such a thing as congregational worship, it is also true that worship is to be a part of our everyday life. Worship is something that proceeds from a heart that has been deeply affected by God. It is an ascription of worth to the Lord. It is a declaration that He is worthy of all. So it is the act of exalting and magnifying and honoring and praising the Lord. And though our text is a call and an invitation to congregational worship, we want to view it this morning as a lifestyle and attitude in life, especially verse 6. Again, let's read it again. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. That ought to be our life. That ought to be our life every single day. In our text, there are three words regarding our position before God. There's the word worship, which is to do reverence by prostration. That's what that word means. To do reverence by prostration, laying down upon the ground. There is the word bow down, and there is the word kneel. And you notice that each of these is to be before the Lord. Now that is a physical act, to prostrate oneself, to bow down, to kneel. It's something that we can do physically. But it is also descriptive of the position, what ought to be the constant position of our heart, our mind, and our attitude. That is, the condition of our heart ought to be prostrate before the Lord, bowing down before the Lord, kneeling before the Lord. That ought to be our position of life. That ought to be the attitude of our heart. Now, the psalm presents two ways to live life. We can live life as it is described in our text, or we can, in verse 8, harden our hearts toward God. And really, it's one or the other. You either live verse 6, and if you're not living verse 6, it's because your heart has been hardened toward God. So there's two ways to live life. And then we see in the final verse of this psalm, we see that the Israelites, they failed to enter Canaan. That is, they did not enjoy God's best for them. The reason, because of the hardness of their hearts. So the way of living described in verse 6 is the way for you and I to enter into God's rest. It is the way for you and I to enjoy God's best. So we want to take our thought from those words. Worship, that is, prostrate before God. Bow down before God. Kneel before God. All have the idea of getting down before God. And that's our subject, getting down before God. And it is foundational to everything that God has called us to be, to everything that God has called us to do. Verse 6 is foundational. This is to be our life. This is to be our life's position in the times in which we live. The evil of the times, the ungodliness of the times, the wickedness of the days in which we live, do not excuse us from getting down before God. We live in a world, of course, that it does not enter their minds to prostrate themselves before the Lord. It does not enter their minds to bow before God. It does not enter their minds to kneel before God. That's not their life. Oh, they prostrate themselves and they bow and they kneel before their idols. But it doesn't even cross their mind to do this before God. And yet that is to be our life all the time. Prostrate before God. Bowing down before God. Kneeling before God. It is that position that enables us to live above the world's philosophies and the reasonings and the ways and the ideas and the pursuits of a society that is going away from God further and further and further each day. We are to have this position before God. We, of course, live in a secular society, atheistic, humanistic, amoral. But we are to prostrate ourselves before God all the time, in our hearts and in our minds. Again, we cannot do that physically all the time, of course, but that ought to be the constant position of our heart and our minds. So we want to look at the language of this position. Prostrate before God. Bowing before God. Kneeling before God. What does it say? What does that position say? Now, there are many examples in the Word of God, of course, of men and women falling down before the Lord. Men and women bowing before the Lord. Men and women kneeling before God. It is a position of nearness to God. You don't do this at distance. It speaks of nearness. So what is the language of this position? And again, it ought to be our life, and this ought to be the language of our life. First of all, it is the language of worship. We do not worship if our hearts and minds are not prostrate, bowing down, and kneeling before God. We only kid ourselves if we think we're worshiping, and that is not the condition of our heart and our mind. In Genesis 24 and 52, we read of Abraham's servant that he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. In Exodus 4, verse 31, we read that the Israelites bowed their heads and worshiped. Bowed their heads and worshiped. Exodus 12, verse 27, and the people bowed the head and worshiped. In Exodus 34 and 8, and Moses made haste. He didn't delay. He bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Joshua 5, verse 14. It says, Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship. Nehemiah 8, verse 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord again, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Job 1, verse 20, Joseph fell down upon the ground and worshiped. We read in Matthew 2 and verse 11 of the wise men before Christ that they fell down and worshiped Him. In Revelation 4 and verse 10, the saints in heaven fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him. In Revelation 5 verse 14, again the saints in heaven fell down and worshiped Him. And again in Revelation 11 verse 16, they fell on their faces and worshiped God. And in Revelation 19 and verse 4, they fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne. You see, this is the activity of heaven. Falling down before God and worshiping. That is a heavenly life. And we can live the heavenly life upon this earth, falling down before God and worshiping. That ought to be the condition of our hearts. We ought to be a people of worship regardless of the circumstances of life. No matter what circumstances come in our lives, we ought to prostrate ourselves before God. We ought to bow down before God. We ought to kneel before God in worship. Life would be much easier if that were the case. It is living those who bow down and worship God. They were living in the realization of His sovereignty. Living in the realization of who God is. Living in the realization of His omnipotence and His grace and His mercy and His long-suffering and His goodness. And when those things are real, you can only do one thing, and that is prostrate yourself before God and bow before God and kneel before God. It is the language of worship. And oh, how there ought to be a deep, felt passion in our hearts to worship God all through the day. We need to be a people that get down before God. Secondly, it is the language of acknowledging His lordship, His authority, and His ownership. When one would fall at the feet of another, they are acknowledging authority of that individual. He is the superior. I am the inferior. Therefore, I am to prostrate myself before God. I am to bow down. I am to kneel before God. He is the Creator. We are the creatures. We are to bow before God. He's the master. We're the servants. So it is the language of acknowledging who He is. The language of acknowledging who we are. He is the Almighty. He is the Omniscient. He is the All-Sufficient God. And I'm not. And we're to bow. We're to prostrate ourselves before Him. No matter what's going on around us, there needs to be an acknowledgement. He's Lord. He's God. He has all authority. He owns me. I am His. I belong to Him. Need to get down before the Lord. It is a position of reverence. The reality of God. The reality of who God is ought to overwhelm us. Ought to drive us to be prostrate before Him. And to bow before Him. And to kneel before Him. John wrote in Revelation 1:17, "When I saw Him, I fell at His feet." Is dead. When I saw Him, that is, He's real. I saw Him. And I didn't have to think about falling down to His feet. When I saw Him, the immediate result was I fell down. I was overwhelmed. at what I saw. I fell down before him as dead. It is a position of esteem. When you see God, you fall down before him. You esteem him. It is a position of honor. Our lives ought to be marked by this, that we want to honor God. It's a position of awe. It's a position of respect. It is a position of affection. So in a world of irreverence, in a world of disrespect, our lives ought to be marked by reverence to God. Oh, how we need to get down before God. Fourthly, it is a position of humility. Humility is a personal, inward sense of unworthiness before God. We see this in Luke chapter 5 and verse 8. We see that Peter fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He fell down in humility. In a world filled with self-importance and self-centeredness and self-admiration and self-exaltation and self-will and self-righteousness and self-glorification, our lives ought to be marked by humility before God. The condition of our heart ought to be prostrate before God, bowing down before God, kneeling before God. This is also a position of confidence in God. Falling down, bowing and kneeling before the Lord is a position of trust. It is a position of confidence. It is a position of faith. It is a position that says, I rely upon God. It is a position that says, I depend entirely upon God. It is a position that is absolutely persuaded. This is God. And I'm confident. I'm confident that He is God. I am confident that He is absolute. I am confident that He is sovereign and invincible. I am confident that He is the Most High. He's the Almighty. He's the All-Knowing. It's a confidence and trust in the Lord. To prostrate ourselves before the feet of God. To prostrate ourselves before God and to bow before God and to kneel before God is confidence that He is love. He is merciful. He is gracious. He is good. And therefore we cast ourselves at His feet. Our lives ought to be marked by trust and confidence and faith in the Lord. A faith that transcends and surpasses and goes beyond and outlasts and is bigger than all obstacles in the way. Oh, we need to get down before the Lord. Sixthly, it is a position of pleading. All through the Bible, we see that this is a position of people who were pleading with God. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 18. We see that Moses was greatly burdened for the people. And we read in Deuteronomy 9:18, "And I fell down before the Lord." He was burdened. Do you have any burdens today? Moses said, "I was burdened and I fell down before the Lord." That's where our burdens ought to drive us, to be prostrate before God, to kneel before God, to bow before God. There are many burdens. There are many concerns But do we fall down before the Lord? Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. We read that Daniel kneeled upon his knees and prayed. And he did that three times every single day. In Luke chapter 8 verse 41, we read of Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue. And he was in need of a miracle. His daughter was dying. And he came to Jesus, and it says he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought Him. He begged God. He pleaded with Him. He needed a miracle. So what did he do? He fell down before the Lord. Oh, there's not a one of us here that do not need some miracles in our lives, that do not need miracles in the lives of our families, in the lives of our loved ones. Are we falling down before the Lord? What is our position at that time? Our lives ought to be marked by prayer. Whether it be a time of difficulty or opposition, perhaps it's a time of disappointment, perhaps it's a time of defeat or sorrow, or just exposure to that which is contrary to God, or a time of responsibilities. We all have responsibilities. No matter what the time, there is God. There is God. And He has miracle-working power. And He can work a miracle in your life. He can work a miracle in the lives of your loved ones. Do we fall down before this one who has miracle-working power? He has healing power. He can heal the incurable. He has delivering power. He can deliver from inescapable prisons. He has overcoming power. He can overcome the insurmountable obstacles and oppositions. He has providing power. He can provide for insurmountable needs. He has removing power. He can remove whatever's in the way. So no matter what the circumstance, our position ought to be prostrate, bowing down and kneeling before this one who can. He can. He has calming and soothing power. He can calm and soothe aching hearts. He has restoration and transforming power. He can restore lives. He can restore broken families. He can restore broken marriages. He can bring back prodigal children. He can do it. What is our position before God? It ought to be prostrate before Him. Bowing down before Him. Kneeling before Him. He can save hell-bound sinners. He has saving power. There are those in our families that are lost, that are on their way to hell. What is our position? It ought to be prostrate before God, bowing down and kneeling. Oh God, save their souls. So this is the language of prayer. It ought to mark our lives. Lastly, it is a position of surrender, commitment, and service to the Lord. The position presented in our text is a position in which we acknowledge God has right over everything in my life. God has claim upon my entire being, upon my entire life. It is the position of one who is willing and desires to be under God's government. Do we desire to be under God's government? Do we desire to be under His rule? Do we desire to be under His ways? This is the position. Prostrate before God. Bowing down before God, kneeling before God. It says, I am willing to be under God's government. That means my plans, my desires, my whims, my ways My pursuits are all to be under the government, under the authority of God. We need to get down before God now. It is a position in which we offer ourselves to God. It is handing over our life to the Lord. It's handing everything over to Him. We have this terrible tendency in our sinful nature to hand over a few things to God, and we really don't hand it over to Him because we never really let go. But are we willing to hand over, to let go, to relinquish all claim upon our lives, yielding to Him in all things, confining the totality of our being to God? To God. Some will say, well, God doesn't expect me to give everything. Oh, yes, He does. Oh, yes, He does. All the time. We need to get down before God. The position presented in our text is a position of a complete and entire resignation of our lives. It is giving all that we are and all that we have to the Lord. It is a position that realizes that there is nothing in our lives that are off limits to God. There's nothing in our lives that are to be excluded from the Lord. Serving the Lord isn't about giving the Lord a day out of the week, and what that amounts to is a couple hours. It's living life every day, prostrate before God, bowing and kneeling down before the Lord. When we get up in the morning, that ought to be the position of our heart, prostrate before God, bowing and kneeling down before Him. It's a position of surrender. It's also a position of commitment. It's a position that says, I am committed to God. Everything in our life, doesn't matter what it is, everything in our life is to say, I am committed to God. I am devoted to God. Everything in our life is to say that. It's a position that says He's the object, He's the reason, He's the inspiration of my life. It is a language that says He is my life. He is my life. Your children are not your life. God is to be your life. Your grandchildren are not to be your life. God is to be your life. Your church is not to be your life. God is to be your life. Your husband or wife are not to be your wife. God is to be your life. That doesn't mean that all these others that we've mentioned don't have important positions in our life. They certainly do. But God is to be our life. Nothing is to get in the way of that life. It is a position that says, I am bound to God. I'm bound to God. I'm devoted and dedicated to Him. I am sworn to Him. I am pledged to Him. Oh, we need to get down before God. It is also a position that says, I am God's servant. Everybody serves some master. Everyone. I am God's servant. That ought to be the language of our life. This position of service is made clear from what the Lord said of false gods. In Exodus 20 and verse 5, He said, Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. What we bow down to, we serve. We are to prostrate ourselves before God. We are to bow down. We are to kneel before God. All kinds of masters commanding us every single day, bow down, bow down, bow down. And our response ought to be, this is my master. God is my master. And I esteem Him above all others. And I will serve and I will work for Him all the days of my life. Oh, we will fail. But it ought to be our resolve. It ought to be our purpose. It ought to be our intent. It ought to be our object. It ought to be our aim. It ought to be our passion. I am going to serve God with my life. Prostrate before God. Bowing before God. Kneeling before God. That needs to be the position of every single individual here. That needs to be our position. And all for husbands and wives. Heirs together of the grace of life. That ought to be their position. Two people. One. Prostrate before the Lord. Bowing and kneeling before God. You can overcome anything when you take that position. We need to examine the positions we take. We need to get down before God. If you're here and unsaved, your greatest need, of course, is salvation. If God reveals to you that you are a sinner, worthy of hell, headed for hell, God reveals that to you, it becomes a reality. Here's what will happen. You'll fall down before the Lord. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I can try to illustrate in a lot of different ways the urgency of your need, but none of my words will cause you to fall down before God and cry out to Him to save your soul. But the very day that God, the Holy Spirit of God, convicts you of sin and shows you your sin, you will be driven to your knees and call upon Him to save you. Oh, that that would happen this day. Psalm 95:6, O come, let us worship. Let us prostrate ourselves and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. That's a beautiful life. That's a meaningful life. The question is this our life? Is that our life? Are you willing? Are you willing to get down before God right now? To prostrate yourself before the Lord, to bow and to kneel. I pray that God would drive us to that position. Drive us to that position. Prostrate before God. Bowing down. Kneeling. We pray that each one of us would leave this building in that position. That be the position of our hearts. In our minds. No better way to live life than before Him. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.